Shalom and Merry Christmas. I counted that we've got 28 states. We may have more because sometimes I miss them. But that's more than half the states are on here today, so we can go up as the anointed force and praising God for Christmas. You know, as I sent you in my letter, I believe that we celebrate the 25th because that's the day of the Holy Spirit came upon Mary. And imagine, I'm going to read this scripture to you this morning, Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, Bethlehem's just a little place, just a little village, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. He is coming forth to be ruler in Israel, and he has walked up and down through the eternities, but he's going to come in a little baby. And actually God put him into Mary's womb as a carrier as he went through all of life's processes just as we do. He had walked up and down through the eternities, but he became a little baby that had to learn to walk like you and I. How wonderful, and how we do praise you. Let's praise God for that. Father, how we do want to praise you for the incarnation. We do want to thank you, dear Father, for your glorious, glorious plan. There was no other way that we could be redeemed other than one would come and live a perfect life in a body like ours. And then when it came time for the cross, you put our sins into his spirit. You put ours so that he could die for us in every way. How we do praise you and thank you for the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful plan, glorious plan of God entering into a man, the mediator between God and man, so that we could have peace with God. We who were broken, man's fellowship with God was broken, but through him it's established again. And now all of us who are on this line, we have accepted that perfect sacrifice. And we thank you for the marvelous and wonderful plan which comes to us so evident at Christmas time. We thank you for Christmas. We thank you that the whole wide world, everyone, la sonda de mala para ni calabra santa, was saved, could be saved, because he came. And we thank you, dear Father, that this message went out from Israel and Jerusalem and reached us wherever we are, in Mississauga, in Hawaii, in all the places, la sonda de macala, represented to you today, dear Father. Wisconsin, Maryland, Maine, all of us, Lord. Kansas, thank you, Father. Oh, Shadabarati Shandanda. Thank you, Father. Pennsylvania, from the Ilobro Santa, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The message reached me. It reached me, and I want to praise you for it. In Jesus, precious, wonderful, magnificent, holy, glorious, omnipotent name. Thank you, Father. Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem, house of bread. Bet is house. Lechem is bread. And, of course, he is the bread. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travails has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. He is called, he's going to be a ruler in Israel. Since Hannah's prophetic prayer, 1 Samuel 2, and maybe you've heard me teach on it, how that she bore, and in her prayer in 1 Samuel 2, she bore 7, yet we can count only 6 children in the natural. But the 7th that she bore was the King Messiah. And since that day, they have been looking for a King Messiah. And he's going to be a ruler in Israel. He is their Messiah. He is the Anointed One. And for a time, he gave them up. But then the travail of Israel brought him forth now, brought them back, and the remnant of his brothers are returning. Here he is. Here they are called, Israel is called, his brethren. Now think of the judgment of the nations in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, it says, when he comes in his glory, that means at the end of the tribulation period, he comes back with all of his saints in glory. Then the nations, it says, are gathered before him. Not the Jews, the nations. Not the church, the nations. And they enter into a judgment in which he divides the sheep from the goats. What is the criteria? It's a works judgment. And this works judgment says, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren. The Jews are his brethren. And that's what they're called back from Micah chapter 5, 3. And so those, there's no resurrection here, so it's the nations who were here in the tribulation time. And inasmuch as they did it unto the Jews during the tribulation time, if they sheltered them, they housed them, they fed them, then they will be sheep nations. This is a judgment of nations as nations. Or, if they did not, and they're goat nations, they're gone. If they were the ones who surrounded Israel, who followed the Antichrist, who fought against Israel. But if that's his criteria then, when it comes to the judgment of the nations, it's also his criteria now. We see it throughout the Word of God, that those who bless Israel are blessed, and those who curse Israel are cursed. Micah 5:4, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of Jehovah his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. There is the earth. The earth is in... some people say heaven and hell, and that's it. No. There's the earth. And he's going to judge the sheep nations and the goat nations who gets to stay here during the millennium. And, of course, throughout that time, he shall be great unto the ends of the earth. Let us thank God right now. And I'm particularly speaking to you in the United States. Let us thank God for our leaders. And that they are blessing Israel. As you, everything that has come against against our leadership that blesses Israel, all down through history, that is against Israel is satanic. It is inspired by Satan. So let us lift up this very day President Donald John Trump and his family, Vice President Pence, all of the administrative branch, all of the Lista de Mocombra, the legislative branch, Senate, House, Lista de Mocombra, Tish Cararonye, judges, the judicial. Let us thank God and ask him to strengthen those who yield and move with the Spirit of God. Father, we're thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for every decision that is made. Celebrantos de Macandia, and every decision our president has made to move the embassy Ilibratosha, to recognize the Golan, to recognize the settlements in Israel. Oh, Father, Ishtalamumbamba, Kelemaranta, protect and direct. Thank you for the freedom, oh God, I've been to Russia during the KGB days. When it was against the law and you went to jail. You went to prison, dark, terrible prisons, for celebrating Christmas. Oh, Father, how marvelous and wonderful it is. And we lift up, according to 1 Timothy 2:1, we lift up these leaders that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Oh, Father, we do thank you, for it is your will that men be saved. And we do thank you for Ristor Mokombra Halabamba Ratishkoro Donje Ilimarastitoro Govrete. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, speaking of leaders, tomorrow for Israel is a critical day. Tomorrow for Israel, the Likud party elects their representatives. If you are a member of a party, then you get to vote in that party's election for their leaders. The Likud, for instance, that's Benjamin Netanyahu's party. So tomorrow, Israelis are going to the poll, and they will elect, they will vote for a certain number of people. And let's say Likud is going to get 32 seats, or 34 or 35 in the next election. Then the top 35, according to how many votes they got among their party, will be ministers in that government. And whoever gets the most votes will be the prime minister. Now, there has been those elections are for tomorrow. Today, Benjamin Netanyahu announced 3,000 new units to be built in the West Bank settlements. Of course, we know this is according to God's will and God's word. Now, let's see, though, kind of what my... I will tell what's behind this Netanyahu. Netanyahu announced 3,000 new units to be built in the West Bank settlements. The announcement came on the eve of Likud primaries, which are announced for schedule for Thursday. The topic of settlements has been central to Netanyahu's campaign for general elections. In August, ahead of the September election, he promised to annex all the settlements. Now, in the past few weeks, well, I better back up a paragraph. On Monday, in a video posted on YouTube, he appealed to Likud members to vote for him and not for his rival, Gideon Sa'ar. So there is a man named Gideon Sa'ar who is campaigning to be the prime minister. In the past few weeks, Sa'ar, who is considered to the right of Netanyahu, has slammed Netanyahu for not keeping his promises in the Jordan Valley. He also pledged, this Sa'ar did, to ensure Jewish continuity from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea. So we're going to pray right now. I don't know. To tell you the truth, in myself, I think it's God's will that Netanyahu remain. But I'm not going to pray that way. I don't, I'm going to pray in tongues. And let us pray, the will of the Lord be done. Father, in the name above all names, we come to you. You told us to pray for Israel. You told us to pray for the shalom of Israel. We know that means undivided. We know that means divide. That means the heavenly Jerusalem and the earthly Jerusalem together. And it also means the peace, a solama kambra halabandia, that comes from being whole. Father, they have been so divided. In the name above all names, we see the borotashka davrande, and we lift up the Likud primary tomorrow. Ili barotasho no nombre, ili barabosito don combre calacalabara tishanto. Please give unto us the utterance as we pray across this nation and Canada, and I'm sure others, Please use our tongues, Holy Father. Please give us the utterance according to your will for tomorrow. Ilibalo sapra micolo don de veritato. I gendele melito lo dovra bacala paletito do doshate. I broto semanye no ke libalo kalanye ni kura. Frecono nonye en pelion ananye en brastono combre. Elabala no, no, no. Istrian dobre kale vito lambalito loscoron dombre ke li cavra. In the name above all names. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, this was the top article today in the Jerusalem Post. First, the headline, IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Forces, pronounced, if you were saying it in Hebrew, Tzahal. IDF preparing for confrontation with Iran. Chief of Staff Aviv Kokavi acknowledges in public that for the first time, Israel has struck Iranian targets in Iraq. And here's the article. The IDF is preparing for a limited confrontation with the Islamic Republic of Iran as Israel continues to act against Iranian entrenchment, IDF Chief of Staff Kakavi warned Wednesday morning. Quote, there is a possibility that we will face a limited confrontation with Iran, and we are preparing for it. The IDF, he said, is carrying out operations both publicly and below the radar to prevent the enemy from obtaining precision missiles, even if those operations bring about a confrontation. I'm taking a little apart here, aside here from the article, but the Iranian forces, Iran, the Republic of Iran, is putting and attempting to put all kinds of missiles all around the borders of Israel, in the South Gaza, in the North Lebanon, Syria, from Iraq, from Iran. And they do not believe that Israel can answer on a broad scale every border attack. Now, going on with the article. The IDF, he said, the chief of staff, is carrying out operations both publicly and below the radar to prevent the enemy from obtaining precision missiles. Even the missiles they had before were scattershots, but now they have missiles that can pinpoint a room in a building. So the IDF is working to prevent the enemy from obtaining precision missiles that can hit their targets, even if those operations bring about a confrontation. He said, quote, we will not allow Iran to entrench itself in Syria or in Iraq. Iraq is undergoing a civil war. When the Quds force, and Quds in Arabic is Jerusalem, when the Quds force is operating there on a daily basis, when the country itself has turned into an ungoverned area, Iraq has become an ungoverned area. Advanced weapons are being smuggled by the Quds force in Iraq on a monthly basis, and we cannot allow that, he said. Israel's ultimate goal, he said, is to instill in our enemies the feeling of despair and doubt in their ability to achieve their aggressive aims. While war is a solution to be used after all diplomatic solutions have been exhausted, in the next war, he said, be it with the North or with Gaza, the intensity of enemy firepower will be great. There can be no war without casualties, and I cannot guarantee a short war. We will need national resilience. I'm looking at everyone in the eye. It will be intense. We have to prepare for that. We have to prepare for that militarily on the home front and mentally. All right, folks. Now, Father, in the name above all names, we're going to ask you once again to give us utterance regarding Iran. And particularly Ishandulovro Satito. Vretani Nimaro. So Bratila, we lift up the Christians in Iran, so brondeli Vasco do Dombre. Ila Maruti sobra calacaladino non ombre calacavapi. Oh Father, we know you have a will. We know Ishandulovro Palapanya Nicola Balita Latonia Nicala Bali. And so give us Ishambra, give us the utterance, Lord. We ask you for the utterance, Ishandolo Mohla Makalebura Makalabanye, to pray about this. Istiano, Istiano Mera, Fredanio Nicobrati. Papers, the papers, we lift up the papers, Lord. Time, it's time, it's time. Shinangoli dandia nemica lodonia ni cavra balutucia. Be porote, bi barote vrande, bamba la coria macalabahanie menonie. Oh, Father, those who are behind us, Inanya, the heads of Shitala Mokombre, Calicandia, the hot heads of Iran. Ilibratoshe ne macara baladonie, ilibarodeshon de levando la macalamara mintonia ne calamarita. If it be thy will, we pray they be taken out. If it be thy will, we pray they be taken out. Ile marotation a macabre di licomba marotosi di vabatoloma li calando li calama ni calai. Oh, shata la vita. Pafa me coladisco donji de capra. I santoro dosa la batti. Souls, Lord, souls. We know there's a big move for God in Iran. We pray for souls, Lord. We pray for that move. We pray for that move of God. That you would Oh, prosito, per livranto lo cobre che li catagne ne cobali, danie ne cobre, tasco donie. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Praise God, we worship you. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. We worship you, we worship you. Libro Santo, Gosha, while we are praying, therefore, the Christians in Iran, we lift up the Christians of all the Middle East. There is this item in the Jerusalem Post today. Christians in the Gaza Strip will be allowed to visit holy cities such as Bethlehem and Jerusalem at Christmas. Israeli authorities said on Sunday, reversing a decision not to issue them permits. They have to have a permit to come in from Gaza where the Hamas and Islamic Jihad reign, because, of course, people will try to slip in who are not really Christians. And so for a while, Israel was going to say, no, they can't come. But now they have said they can. Here's the article. Out of some 3,000 Christians who lived in Gaza in 2007, when Hamas seized power from the Palestinian Authority, it is estimated that no more than 700 to 800 remain. Among a total population in Gaza of 1.8 million Muslims. Unsurprisingly, the Christian population continues to dwindle. Now, I do know, this is an aside, that our pastor friend from Bethlehem, Palestinian born, I do know that he goes into Gaza and there is an underground church there. These Christians that this article is talking about are probably Orthodox and have come down through the centuries, you know, descendants of other Orthodox Christians. But today, Gazan Christians, most of whom live in Gaza City, look forward all year to the chance to escape for a few days from the ever-watchful eye of radical Muslims. While breathing the freer air outside the Gaza Strip, they are able to enjoy the company of friends and loved ones who are close in proximity, but physically unreachable during most of the year. Every year, this is what one person told Reuters news agency, every year I pray they will give me a permit so I can celebrate Christmas and see my family. It will be more joyful to celebrate in Jerusalem and in Bethlehem. Father, in the name above all names, we lift up all the Christians of the Middle East. Ishandolo vrehisandolo kobrate de vramboshen e nikala nikolo donye nikala brate. Fredanye nikohola bacha. Shedanye nikabra. Isolo brate tikala no nombre. Ishano nombre hikala bratanye nikohom brata. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the last verse now of the Micah passage, Micah 5, 2 and 3 we've read, but Micah 5, 4, he shall stand and feed in the strength of Jehovah, in the majesty of the name of Jehovah his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. His brethren, the Jews, are the they shall abide, there Eastonamo Cambra in during the millennium, Ilibraba Santa, and he shall be known all round the earth in that day. Oh, I do think that day is approaching very soon now. And we see La Paramatanya, everything that's happening, politically, especially with Israel and with the nations, has to do with the approaching of that day. O fratika la manje doshka. How glad and thankful we are, Father, and how thankful I am that you have raised up a prayer force to work with you in this day, and we are privileged to be in that force. Father, I do pray now for especially for those on this line, and for their families this day. Oh, Father, I pray for a Jesus-centered Christmas, a God-centered Christmas. Oh, Lord, so many, Ilibrata Shanta, Kefrato Shanda, with unhappy happenings in their families at this time. And I lift them up to you. In all of those situations, Lord, make yourself known. Make yourself known in their hearts and in their souls and in their bodies. Make yourself known this Christmas, dearest Jesus, Father. I pray for a manifestation of Jesus on this day. Great manifestation of angels and Jesus and his presence. And I thank you for it in the name above all names. And I say to all of you, Brother Hagin always signs his letters like this, and it's a wonderful blessing. May God's richest and best be yours. Shalom, shalom, and Merry Christmas.